Genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Ah, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turn now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're live every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. You can also hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is smart radio with sharp questions aimed at intelligent guests. It's talk radio done right for the 21st century. If you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008, or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. Every show has a theme, but before we get to our theme, I want to announce the results of this week's poll. Remember, I was asking you a simple yes-no question. Are you going to be looking for a new job in 2012? The answers are in. I have the final results, and I have to say it surprised me a little bit. Of the people responding to the poll, only 23% said that, yes, they would be looking for a new job. A full 77% said no, they would not be looking for a new job. And I'll tell you, this surprised me because we see signs that the economy is turning around. So I thought some people who had been in a job that they just were holding on to because of the economy might start to look this year. But based on the results of the poll early on, it doesn't look like even 25% of us are going to be looking for a new job next year. There's a new poll up on the website. Go to brainstormingonline.com and answer the poll. Martin Luther King birthday holiday is coming up, and so I ask the question, who had a greater influence on U.S. history? Was it Martin Luther King or Cesar Chavez? Go ahead and cast your vote up there. You'll be able to see the results immediately, and I'll announce the overall results on next Thursday's show. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is potpourri. Each of my guests has an interesting topic, no two of which are related. My first guest is a travel expert and descendant of travel writing royalty. We'll discuss the upcoming Los Angeles Times travel show. My second guest is a hotelier to the stars who developed the role of chief emotions officer at his company. We'll discuss the simple truths for creating happiness and success from his latest book, Emotional Equations. My third guest is assistant managing editor for Bloomberg Businessweek magazine. We'll talk about the rise of the Glock handgun from his latest book titled Glock. And if you have a question or if you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. Pauline Frommer is the creator of Pauline Frommer's Travel Guides, the award-winning guidebook series aimed at adult budget travelers. Pauline Frommer's New York City was named the best guidebook of the year back in 2008 by the North American Travel Journalists Association Awards, and the guide's first edition was also awarded first place in the competition back in 2006. Her book on London was awarded the prize in 2007. She's the founding editor of Frommer's.com, and her byline has appeared on hundreds of articles in such publications as Budget Travel, Marie Claire, The Dallas Morning News, and MSN.com. Currently, Pauline is hosting a nationally syndicated radio show on travel and appears weekly on CNN Online. In addition, she's appeared on Live with Regis, 2020, The Today Show, The Early Show, you know, all of the typical shows that you might expect. Joining us from Southern California, surprisingly. Hi, Pauline. How are you doing today?
I am doing so well because I'm out of New York and I'm in the California sunshine. Really enjoying myself.
And who can blame you for getting out of New York and coming out here to California? We're so glad to have you there. So let's dive right into it because a lot of people may not be familiar with your career. You describe yourself as an insatiable wanderer. How did you develop that love for travel? And what do you like most about the travel that you do?
Well, I was kind of born in a trunk. Which is what they used to say about traveling actors. But my parents took me to Europe for the first time when I was 4 months old.
Wow.
Because they were updating Europe on $5 a Day, which was the founding book of the Frommer Guidebook series, which I work on, as well as the Pauline Frommer Guide. And I love it because it allows me to be a lifelong learner. I don't think there's any form of education as powerful as travel. And I don't think education is something that should stop once you graduate from high school or college. It's something that enriches your life and makes you a better person, makes you a better citizen of our democracy, and it's a heck of a lot of fun. You know, it has a pejorative term, sound to it, education, but it's a joyous thing to do with one's life.
Well, it is, and you have the opportunity to really do a lot of traveling. You interact with a lot of travelers. Do you see that philosophy is embraced outside of the country? Other people, maybe from India, from China, from Japan, coming to our country so that they can embrace and see about the United States culture?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, unfortunately, the U.S. gets much less vacation time than most other Western nations. But talk to an Australian, they're here for 4 weeks, not for 4 days, and they want to learn everything they can about America while they're here. They have people from other places in the world and Americans, I think, have a great attitude towards travel, that it's just such a life-enriching activity.
That it is. And just so that you know, you probably already know this, I'm sharing information with you, but travel into Los Angeles was up in 2011 by nearly 5% over 2010. So that was a real positive sign. My guest is Pauline Frommer. We're talking about travel, which is, of course, her subject. And Pauline, you write travel books. Now, that's very quaint, you know, because how do you write books, or how can books help a traveler in this online era that we're living in?
Well, let me say first that all of the Frommer guides are online. When I was the founding editor of Frommers.com, I made sure of that. And so you can go to Frommers.com and read all of the content you would find in Frommers Los Angeles or Frommers Hawaii or whatever guidebook you wanted to read. But the good thing about books, or maybe I should say journalistically based travel information versus user-generated information, is you're taking advice from experts. And I'll tell you why that's important. When you go to TripAdvisor or another site, you're taking advice from someone, if they're a real traveler. And I have to say, a lot of firms are using these user-generated sites for marketing. So you never know if you're actually getting advice from a real traveler. But say they are a real traveler, and they say to go to Hotel X. Well, that's the only hotel they've been to. When I do a guidebook, I arrive in a city. For example, when I was doing Las Vegas, I stayed for a different night. I stayed every single night in a different hotel.
Wow.
So I can tell you definitively, and that was for 2 months, because Las Vegas has a 3% of all the hotel rooms in the United States. So to cover it, I had to do that. But I can tell you definitively that this hotel is better than that hotel. I can tell you why. You know, a lot of these user-generated sites are being manipulated. I was on the Big Island of Hawaii, and I went to an okay B&B, and they told me very proudly that they were the number one B&B on TripAdvisor, and that's because they gave their guests a discount for posting a comment there. And right up the road, there was a much nicer place that was about $15 less per night.
Wow. I mean, that's the kind of expert advice that you get in the Frommer Travel Guides. My guest is Pauline Frommer. Now, Pauline, you mentioned the flagship Frommer Guide, which was Europe on $5 a day. Yes. Your dad and you now collaboratively have been writing books for over 53 years. Tell us the story. What led your father into a career of travel writing?
Well, he was drafted into the Army during the Korean War, and very luckily, before they sent him to Korea, they discovered that he spoke both German and Russian because his parents were immigrants. And so instead, he was sent to Berlin. And this was a time when Europe was destroyed. It was right after World War II. A lot was in rubble, and most of his fellow GIs were too scared to leave the base. But he started traveling all over Europe, and when he'd come back, they'd pepper him with questions. So he thought, well, why don't I write a little guidebook? So he wrote a book called The GI's Guide to Europe. It sold out within the Army, and when he got back to the U.S., when he got out of the Army, he's a lawyer, he practiced law for about a year and then thought, well, maybe civilians would like this. So he went back to Europe, he researched it, and it changed his life.
All right, now that's your father's story. What brought you into the family business?
He allowed me to serve an apprenticeship of sorts, for which I'm very grateful. When I was in college, he started giving me assignments to research and write, and he and I ended up collaborating on a book called The New World of Travel. And it's a great family business, you know. It's not like, not to put down dry cleaning, but I think I'm in a really great family business when you look at family businesses. And and I've just always liked it. I've always been a writer. I wrote on the high school and college paper and edited those, and so it seemed like a natural transition.
Well, it does, and travel writing is a very fun business. There's no doubt about it. But talk to us about the dynamics of working with your father. I mean, that must be first of all, he's a legend in the travel writing industry. How is it working with your dad? How do you come out and emerge as your own person from your father's shadow?
I try not to look at it that way. I see it as more of a collaboration with him and an extension of the Frommer name. So his shadow is my shadow in a certain way. But, you know, things can get dicey. He and I host a radio show together. And when I disagree with him on air, when that first started happening in the commercial breaks, he would think, Pauline, when you disagree with me on air, it's like 50 years of my life. That's nothing. but then we started hearing from listeners that they loved it when we disagreed and that it gave the program authenticity and showed that there were more points of view about different things, and he's a showman, so he now likes me to disagree.
Oh, that's good. Well, tell us a little bit more about your syndicated radio show. I know that you're on WOR in New York. How many stations are you syndicated on? How can people listen to your show?
Well, we're syndicated on 130-plus stations.
That's wow.
132 now across the United States. If you can't get us on your local station, you can always get us at WOR710.com. We have podcasts there. And that's the way to do it. And unlike all other travel radio shows, we're a call-in show. Most of the other guys who do it, like Rick Steves and Peter Greenberg, they do interviews. For us, it's more of a high-wire act. We're taking live calls from the public of avid travelers and answering their questions.
Oh, that's great, and that's what makes it exciting. My guest is Pauline Frommer. We're talking about the Frommer Travel Guides. And when your dad wrote the flagship book back in 1957, it was Europe on $5 a day, and that was very appealing to a lot of people. I'm going to just extrapolate that forward. If you adjust for inflation, I think that brings it up to right around $40, maybe $42 per day adjusted for inflation. So my question to you is this, Pauline. Can one travel in Europe on $40 to $42 per day these days?
Absolutely. I mean, if you're willing to stay in hostels or do, I mean, there's so many different ways, thanks to the internet, to travel inexpensively. I was just in Seattle, and through Airbnb, I rented an apartment for $40 a night in the university area. A hotel would have cost me much more. If I'd been staying with other folks, that would have definitely been less than $40 a day. And you can do it in Europe. You have to cut some corners, obviously, but if you're savvy, there's this thing called couch surfing. There's a site, couchsurfers.org. A friend of mine did it for several months on the road. She was a traveling musician in the cast of South Pacific, and she didn't spend a penny for lodgings for, I think it was 5 months, just staying on people's couches and in their spare rooms. And she said she met the greatest people that way, and that's a way to travel for free.
Very clever. I love it. Couchsurfing.org. That is wonderful. So there are ways to do it today, and you can do it. It's just you have to be much more, aggressive on the internet to be able to find those deals, right?
You're either aggressive on the internet or you do travel in a more idiosyncratic way. You look at hotels where you're going to share a bathroom, or you rent a room in someone's apartment. Those are called private B&Bs, and they can be fascinating things to do. I've done them all over the world because you get to meet locals. If you're traveling with kids, one of the best things to do is rent an entire apartment. It's often much cheaper than a hotel room. You get much more room, and you have a kitchen, which is so great. I don't know if your kids are like mine, but they're constantly, you take them out to a restaurant meal, they pick at it, and half an hour later, they say they're hungry. Having a kitchen on the road is a blessing.
That it is. My guest is Pauline Frommer. So, Pauline, I'm going to ask you a very difficult question. It's like asking you to choose your favorite child. But if you had 1 week and you could only stay in one place on the planet, where would that be?
Oh, gosh. I always say that my favorite place is the last place I've been. and I was just recently in Poland. And there are parts of Poland I missed and would love to go back and see. Poland was absolutely the opposite of everything I expected. I expected the food to be heavy and dreary. It was not. It was delicious. I expected it to be very industrial and ugly. It was not. You had these incredible medieval town squares. palaces, museums filled with art, and yet unlike Western Europe, it's very affordable. In fact, even more affordable than when I was there because their currency has dropped in the last 2 months. So, you know, I spent maybe $40 a night for a hotel room for me and my daughter, maybe $2 or $3 for meals, and a fascinating, fascinating culture to visit.
Wow, that Poland. So that's high on my list of places to go as well. My guest is Pauline Frommer. So, Pauline, you're coming, well, you're here in Los Angeles, but you're going to be speaking at the Los Angeles Times Travel Show coming up next weekend, January 27th, 28th, and 29th. It's going to be
Actually, it's a different show. My father is speaking at the Los Angeles Times Travel Show in a couple of weeks. I'm speaking at the Los Angeles Travel and Adventure Show, which is a different organization.
Okay. Well, thank you for clarifying that. Talk to us about what you're going to be speaking about at the show.
I'm going to be speaking about when you should scrimp on different elements of your vacation, such as hotels or airfare or cruises, and when you should splurge, when it really destroys your vacation to be penny pinching, when it becomes less of a vacation because you're so concerned with money. And so I go through all of the different topics, car rentals, finding good lodgings. I give you tools in which to do it, and I tell you when you're a sucker if you pay too much and when you're a sucker if you try and scrimp too much.
Oh, that's always good advice to have. My guest has been Pauline Frommer. She is, along with her father, editor of the Frommer Travel Guides. Pauline, if people are intrigued, they want to learn maybe more about you, your upcoming talk, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
You can go to frommers.com/blog. My father has a blog that he does daily there, and he's written all about the Long Beach show, which is at the convention center there this Saturday. And I'll be on at 10:45 a.m.
10:45 a.m. We'll make a note of that. Pauline, thank you so much for being my special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. I'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you.
Thank you.